Tami, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks so much, Ruby. What an intro. I need the coffee that you're drinking. That's so good.
Let me tell you, it is a $1 7-Eleven coffee and really hits the spot.
That's the secret.
It's my big secret.
that's your yum. That's good.
My yum. Don't yuck it. It's my yum.
Hide it in straight away.
So what exactly was the inspiration behind Yuck My Yum?
Well, funnily enough, it was more of like a non-PG conversation I was having with like a past partner about, you know, spicing up life in the bedroom. And so we started to have this conversation, and obviously we had a rule that was like you couldn't stink the other person's kink. And so that kind of evolved into an idea that I guess I eventuated towards the phrase yuck my yum, because when you're in a relationship with someone, you know, you think like they're amazing, and then that's during the honeymoon period, and sort of as you grow, you can either grow like more together or more apart. And so it was, yeah, the saying I guess was that they said that they would never yuck my yum being myself, but then their taste buds changed. So yeah, that was the concept of the song.
Yeah, totally. Like yuck my yum is a thing, and also like the ick, you know, when
100%.
You get the ick. Yeah. So you're playing the Lansdowne this Thursday. How you feeling?
Absolutely stoked. Actually, it's so good. I was at the beginning of last year, before the meltdown of the world happened. I like had quite a lot of tours and stuff planned, and then the meltdown happened, and I was like, okay, I'm just gonna ride it out. It's only gonna be a month or two. And then obviously we fast forward to a year later and I hadn't done any shows. I was like, oh gosh, I'm just gonna have to do some seated shows. But luckily, I guess a couple of weeks ago, yeah, we got the confirmation that standing and dancing is allowed. So I managed to actually ride it out. So yeah, this will be the first show back, but back to dancing again. So it should feel like a time warp back in time. So like Footloose movie.
Absolutely. And so on Thursday, you've got special guests Cookbook Book Club and Sarah Wolf playing as well. How you feeling about performing alongside them?
Super stoked. I've seen them both live before. I generally try to choose my supports that I've seen live, so I know kind of what I'm in for. Cookbook Book Club are good friends, but it's obviously a no-brainer. With a song called Yuck My Yum, I was just like, you guys have to support. And they were like, we couldn't think of anything more delicious because they love to play in on the pun as well. So they got heaps and heaps of songs that are all about cooking. Donna Hay is a great one, which is, I think it's like a cake mix or something like that. I'm pretty sure one of those brands. And then I saw Sarah Wolf super recently, maybe like 3 weeks ago. She had a gig on and she had blue hair. Like I'm obsessed with the color blue. So she had blue hair, blue outfit, and I was like, okay, I'm already going to be obsessed. And then the songs were kind of like femme punk, and it was just perfect. It just fit perfectly with my vibe. So, yeah, very stoked to have them both on board.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, I can totally relate to that. My one of my favorite albums is Joni Mitchell's Blue. So also very, very obsessed with blue
in.
Here.
Yeah.
So what are you most looking forward to with the upcoming single launch?
I definitely reckon I'm going to have a boogie. I'm going to have a dance. You know, most people kind of keep it laid back behind stage and they try and get into the zone and chill before they play their set. I'm definitely just going to be dancing for the supports. Yeah, because it's going to be my first time like rocking out as well, up in the grill of it all. So pretty keen for that.
Oh, totally. And I mean, like now that we can dance, you kind of want to, right?
Yeah, I almost feel like I've forgotten how to dance.
Oh, yeah. No, I had to.
Never any good to start with. But
honestly, getting practice at home is like so important because you do forget. You do forget.
I'll practice
how to dance.
My two-step. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, your cha-cha slide, of course.
Yeah, 100%.
So what can we expect to see in the future from Tami Temple?
As soon as, like, the borders open up, I'm going to be visiting my friends who I endearingly call the Snack Squad. Over in, I guess, Brisbane and Melbourne will be the first steps, and then try and push it out towards a full-scale Australia tour. Aiming for a collection towards the end of the year. I'm not sure if I'm going to call it an EP or an album. There's a lot of songs that I've written in this kind of lockdown period, like a heap of songs. So it just depends on whether or not I decide to cull them or just release them all, or I kind of package them as, you know, two EPs, but there's plenty yeah, plenty of songs that I've been sitting on now, which is so good. First time ever, actually, which is great.
Exciting. Well, we can't wait to see what happens next with Timmy Temple. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Ruby. Thanks
so much. My pleasure.